We're also following the General Assembly, which yesterday night released its budget proposal for the year. As reported, this is going to be voted on simply as an up or down vote as part of a conference committee report. So no time for public debate. No amendments are being proposed or considered, although there will be some tweaks presumably done later. WCHL's Blake Hodge joins us here in the studio right now. He's been following this all day as it has been discussed in Raleigh, with a lot of key details emerging and still emerging over the course of the day. Blake, what's the latest?
Yeah, an up or down vote there, just to add a little kind of yes or no. That's the only vote option on this. There's no proposal to put forward amendments and then discuss the amendment, vote on the amendment, and go back and forth in that kind of standard process. And we were all kind of curious how the budget was going to get adjusted and done and allow the lawmakers to wrap up the session in kind of the timeline that they had initially laid out, and this appears to be the way that that's going to be carried out. So the big thing locally from this is the light rail funding. You know, this is something we've looked at every year that the budget has been passed over the last 3 years, really, of whether something is going to be altered regarding how the state, how much the state is going to contribute, how the state is going to contribute money to kind of these large transportation projects. And they're always written in a way that really kind of boils it down to focusing on the Durham-Orange Light Rail Transit Project. Mm-hmm. So the biggest adjustment with this year's budget proposal, which is, again, just a tweak of the two-year plan, the second year of the two-year plan, is saying that no state money is going to be allotted, designated for any projects that do not already have the federal money fully allocated. The catch-22 portion of this is that the federal money never gets allocated in these types of projects until all of the state and local money is shown to the federal government.
Right.
So you're basically saying, the state saying you can't have the money until the federal government gives you their portion, and the federal government saying if you don't have your state funding in place, we're not going to give you the $1.2 plus billion that are associated with half of the cost of the capital cost of the project.
And lawmakers for that reason are in Raleigh today saying this basically, this, if it remains in place forever, basically kills the project.
And we've used that language a couple of times with this project, and it seems to keep coming back to life. Remember 2015, that was the language whenever the budget that was put forward capped funding on light rail projects at $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
This is, when financing is involved, is a $3.3 billion project, but just on capital cost is $2.47 billion project. And when it was originally proposed, 50% from the federal government and another, I'm blanking out, 40% coming from state level. And that was bumped back down from 40% of $2.47 billion to $500,000,
right.
And then that was finagled and seems to have been used as a bargaining chip in years past during the budget negotiations.
So it got moved up to 10%.
It got moved up to 10% from 500,000 to 10% of the project, which still left a very large funding gap as well. But the local governments were going to contribute more as well as, and I said 40% earlier, now I'm thinking it was 25%.
I think it might have been 25.
Yeah. So 25% from the state, 25% from the local governments, and which Durham and Orange County are contributing into that. The Go Triangle has also established a fundraising nonprofit in an attempt to raise extra funds for this as well to help meet that gap that is now there with the 10% funding proposal that's been put in place. But ultimately, yes, if it goes forward like this, if nothing else, it will certainly delay the project, because Go Triangle is hoping to get it into the upcoming budget cycle in terms of their federal application. It's already in the engineering phase, and an application has been submitted for portions of that design work with the federal government as well. But the funding cycle is really what they were hoping to get involved with in this year going forward, and that could be delayed because with this, kind of chicken and egg situation.
Right. So delayed, but what does this mean long term? Because I remember when we had the budget with the $500,000, we said, okay, well, if that continues to be the case ad infinitum, there's no way this project is fundable. So we're just going to look ahead to future state budgets and say, well, hopefully they'll reinstate the 25% cap or raise it or something like that. Yeah. Right now, it's not going to happen, but down the road, the General Assembly might change the policy. So is that the case again here, where if the General Assembly continues to adopt this approach to light rail funding, that's just going to be it for light rail, and we're just hoping that next year or the year after that they change it?
I can't imagine. The consistent message that we've heard from the elected officials and staff and everybody in charge of actually either putting proposals together or ultimately voting on whether to go forward with this project has been that if the federal money, if anything happens with the federal money, the project is not going to go forward.
Right.
But if anything happens further with the state money, it would be very difficult for the project to go forward based on the language that's in all of the transportation plans that were approved by Orange and Durham County commissioners of establishing funding levels and working with hard numbers on this, of saying you can't go over these numbers. And Orange County in particular has been very hesitant to or really saying they do not want to put any more local funds toward this. So it certainly will delay it. I think what you're getting at there is if there's a change in General Assembly leadership, and next year if the budget is being written by Democrats with a Democratic governor, then
written by legislators with a Democratic governor who actually has veto power opposed to this year.
Yeah. Or, you know, depending on how the election results come out next year or in the fall, it could be written by Democrats. So there's, I think yes is the part of the answer, is that it's never, you know, kind of dead in the water as long as that is a possibility. Mm-hmm. But as long as this continues to be the legislative messaging from the party in charge in Raleigh at the moment, then it would be very difficult for the project to see any kind of light of day.
Speaking with WCHL News Director Blake Hodge, I've always thought it was kind of optimistic to sort of hinge all of this on both the General Assembly and Congress coming through with stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting up to that point now. So is there, this is not the dead in the water deadline. We can still look ahead to future budgets, future years. Is there a dead in the water deadline? Like, if after 2023, this is still the case, that's it? And like, do we know if is there like a hard year on this?
Well, the next set of news director and afternoon host at WCHL will be talking about the residue. Do you remember when this was?
Wait a minute.
Sure.
Is that optimistic or pessimistic on your part? I don't know.
Could go either way. It could be taken a lot of different ways there. But
look, you're a real existential there for a second.
I don't know that there is at this point a line of saying just stop the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't heard that certainly from Go Triangle or elected officials at the local level, anybody saying, well, if this happens, you know, just put your pencils down and start thinking of how else you want to spend the local sales tax money that's already mm-hmm. been devoted to transit projects, which, you know, there are plenty of other transit projects that could be funded with some of this money. It's just that since it's such a big ticket item, while the light rail has been out there, it has taken a lot of focus and attention, of course, because it's such
and
a
also
massive
spending.
Project.
I mean, what is it, $88 million that's already been spent just in terms of, that's according to Go Triangle, I think,
I don't have
today.
The specific number in front of me. Depending on whose numbers you look at, there's varying numbers. Certainly,
but a lot of money has already been spent at the local level
either,
to keep this project,
you know,
on the
tens
table.
Tens of millions of dollars, close to 100, or either even maybe just over that 100 million mm-hmm. Threshold, depending again on varying numbers that are being put out. And any time that, I mean, Go Triangle obviously has stake in the game as they're moving or working on the project, so, you know, trying to get the accurate the total number of what's been used by local government officials, Go Triangle, and everybody is ultimately a lot of money. But we don't know exactly at this point what would cause the project, other than the federal government not fully funding its portion of the project, that would really bring it to an ultimate halt in terms of long-range planning and all the other work that's going into it.
So that's happening. We're talking about the budget as a whole, so what else is going on with the budget?
The Democratic House members just held a press conference listing the amendments they would have made had they been given an opportunity there. And there's a lot of anger, it feels like, coming from the Democrats on this, of saying, you know, in a lot of the gerrymandering discussion and everything else, Republicans have said, well, y'all did this to us for all these years whenever Democrats were in charge, drawing districts in ways that you were confident Democrats would never lose control of the leadership in the House and things like that. And there's been some truth behind some of that, of course, and then Democrats turning around this year saying, we never did this, I guess, has been an interesting dynamic to watch, of using this budgeting practice seems to be drawing the most attention, because at least at that point, Democrats are saying they would be able to offer amendments to show where their values lie. It is an election year, so everybody's worried about that. Republicans are already getting the messaging out there that if Democrats vote no on this, they're voting against teacher raises and state employee raises and all these other things. And Democrats are saying, well, if you were opening the amendment process, you would then show that you're not willing to vote on these other measures that are going beyond what you're saying.
I'm glad there are people who are paid to write these statements.
Yeah, right. So I think that'll be an interesting dynamic to see continue to play out. It's going to be a fast process. I mean, the budget, as you said, came out late Memorial Day night.
And there are some, and we were talking about this earlier this afternoon, there are some like actual issues with the budget, like certain things that accidentally didn't get funded.
Like the suicide hotline.
Yeah.
Apparently, Rob Thompson put out a statement earlier
from NC Child.
Said they didn't fund that this year. And Jeff Tiberi, I believe it was, from WUNC, tweeted back at him to say, I'm told that by legislative staff that that was an oversight and that it will be funded. But because of the method they're using, that will have to come in a technical corrections bill at a later date. You know, still presumably before the session would be able to close, so still maybe just later in June rather than this week or whenever they're ultimately going to get votes on the budget taken through. But just the process they're having to do, that in particular has been a lightning rod today of saying, this is what happens whenever you write a budget this way without people being able to say, oh, you left out this thing. And then having it be the up or down, yes or no vote, no amendments being allowed, because even if you allow, you can't open it up to allow an amendment for that due to the procedural moves that are being implemented and able to get the budget moved through as quickly as they are hoping to do it. So
would the technical corrections bill be open to amendment?
Well, it'll have to be written kind of in the entirely, I guess. So it'll, I don't know how that process would work, but at the end of the day, Republicans have the numbers to do anything they want to do. So amendment or no amendment, I mean, you could flood it with amendments, I guess, is what you're kind of alluding to there. But ultimately, in terms of the ultimate outcome, I don't know
it's
that it'll
be the same.
Of a difference in terms of Democrats having influence on any type of final result there. But I do feel confident that we'll be seeing more of these types of issues of people pointing out things that are just errors in this year's budget because of the process that we're going through this year that will have to come about in a fix in a technical corrections bill.
Yeah, we'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.